This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Kathy, I wanted to just finish up a little bit about the lawnmowers, the riding lawnmowers. So, a lot of these lawnmowers that you buy at the Chinese factory outlet, they have names like Husqvarna, Cub Cadet, Troy Built, Craftsman, all kinds of names. They're made by the same company, MTD, the Murray Lawnmower Company. And they have taken every bit of cost that they can out of these lawnmowers. Now, let me explain the way it used to be and the way it is now. So the way it used to be is if you had a 42-inch lawnmower, you would have two or three blades. And if you had two blades, they might be 20 inches long. So if you have a 20-inch long blade, side by side with another 20-inch long blade, you'd have to separate them a little bit, maybe by an inch or so or two, so they don't bang into each other as they spin around. So then you'd have a third blade that would be positioned ahead of, in front of, the two large blades. And so you might have a 20-inch and a 20-inch, which would be 40 inches. Then you'd have a little 8-inch blade that would cut the middle, the area that would be missed by the gap between the two 20-inch blades. Okay? That's the way it used to be. So you needed three blades, you needed three spindles, you needed three pulleys, and a longer belt. Well, the way it's done now is they take a 42-inch lawnmower cut, and they put two 21-inch lawnmower blades in the deck, just two. And they let them almost hit each other. There's a gap of, let's say, a quarter of an inch. So that these blades, as they spin around, they just miss each other by a quarter of an inch. And everything works sort of okay as long as you have the right blades. Now, when you go to get replacement blades, let's say you have a John Deere mower, and you go to a big box store and you look at the chart and it says John Deere model 123, 42-inch cut, here are the blades you need, and you buy them, and you get them home and you find out they're a quarter of an inch too long because the tolerances are off. And then you put them on and you start that lawnmower and instantly they destroy each other. Because they bang into each other. Because someone's not paying attention. Because the original manufacturer's design was, let's just get by with two blades rather than having, you know, three blades where they can never hit each other. Okay? So what I'm saying is, if you have a John Deere lawnmower, I hate to say you need to buy the John Deere parts, but what we're finding out is that the secondary market, the replacement part market that is not original equipment, they don't work so well anymore. And we're finding it in almost everything. Almost all the aftermarket parts are substandard that I have found. So what we have to do now is buy John Deere lawnmower blades to go with a John Deere lawnmower to fix John Deere lawnmowers. Because Oregon brand, which used to be a good brand, the tolerances are wrong. They're too long. Even though they say they will fit. So what I'm telling you is the manufacturers have done everything they possibly can to take the cost out of these products. They are not designed to last. And our Cub Cadet lawnmower from 1960 has an aluminum deck with three blades. The deck is perfect. The Cub Cadet lawnmower that we have, that's 42 inches, same size. That's relatively new, you know, 20 years old. The deck has rusted through. It has two blades. The deck has rusted through because the damp grass on it ate through the cheap, substandard steel deck. So we have to We have to retrofit, and we have to cut and weld steel plates to repair the mower deck. Why? Because it's cheesy. Why? Because I guess these companies think that you're okay with buying a lawnmower and saying, shoot, it's 5 years old, so we'll just throw it away and let's get a new one. To me, that's unacceptable. So I just wanted to share those thoughts with you. And you can hose out your radiator. And there's another thing that I do. We have a bunch of Mercedes vehicles here, and they all have these engine covers. These are these plastic covers, and they say they've got the big chicken foot on there. You know, the Mercedes logo, this three-pointed star, which we call a chicken foot. And what we do is we take off those engine covers. They just lift off. Okay, and that lets the engine run cooler because the engine temperatures today are hotter and hotter and hotter, and that's just to eke out a speck of a little bit more miles per gallon at the cost of severe engine damage because the hoses and the plastic plumbing parts for the cooling system and the power steering, all that equipment is under these covers, which keeps the engine heat in longer. So the engine runs hotter, there's higher underhood temperatures, the hoses fail faster, everything breaks faster, the alternator, the power steering pumps, everything breaks faster because the engines are running hotter and they have these covers. So do your own research, don't do it because we do it here, but if it makes sense to you, you might want to remove that engine cover. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, that's great advice. I wanted to make a comment about what Arjun said. I find that some of the best deals you can get are like moving sales or people downsizing, especially older people. They have so many valuable things in their garage and their barns. Like they probably have some of those old mowers and tools like you're talking about. And if somebody like you, Vince, would go in there, you would know if it was well maintained. You could find so many things, but Arjun was talking about finding things. I see washers and dryers and refrigerators and freezers at especially moving and downsizing sales all the time. So I don't know where he lives and what the availability that he could have to find them. But, like, I could see, like, you may want a washer, but if you don't have a dryer, you can put a clothesline out or you can hang them. I mean, you know, washer to me is more beneficial than a dryer. Or like if you don't have a stove or a oven, maybe you have the stovetop that works. You could always get like a toaster oven or a countertop convection oven or an electric skillet in the meantime until he could find what he needed. But I do find that. And the one thing, Vince, I have to tell you before we get off the air, I was at an estate sale. They had a preview, and they had, and I don't know how you say it because I can't remember how you pronounce it. It's the bread machine, Vince, that starts with a Z that you have.
Zozarucci.
They had one there, looks brand new, and right now the bid is $1.
Wow. They're $250 or so bread machines. They are absolutely fabulous. Fabulous. They're the best
in class.
Yeah, I'm going
to keep my eye on it.
Mrs. Finelli.
I'll probably end up getting. I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
Mrs. Finelli has one of those. She has a Zozarucci, and it makes a great loaf of bread. And, you know, she makes dough with it. And she also has one, it's a vertical type. And I'm trying to think, Baker's and Chef it might be, or something like that. It's I don't remember exactly, but it's common, and they sell them on eBay for $40 typically. But they sell them, or they used to sell them at Goodwill for $5 because nobody wants them. But if you get one of those, make sure that the pan doesn't have chips and missing parts of the Teflon, and the little spatulas that mix the bread, make sure that they are intact and they're not beat up, because they're going to cost you $20 at least to get two new spatulas, or one, depending on what your system has. But yeah, you're absolutely right. And Zozarucci is the way to go.
They also had one of the well-built, the old-fashioned kind with the dome, and that one only has a $1 bid on it.
Yeah, and so that, I think we have We have one, I think we have one of them, too. And there are several of them that look like the well-built. So there's several brands that are very similar in design. And that's another great way to go. And they work, I mean, they're simple. They're easy to program. They don't have displays on the older models. They have LEDs that, you know, you read the description next to the little LED that's lit up as to what that means. But they work great, too. The only problem with these is if you lose power, you're going to have to start over. You just, you know, toss whatever you've got in there and start over. That's the only downside.
Well, Vince, I think that, you know, we went to this one, and it was an older couple, and they had a whole, the old-fashioned Craftsman wrench set, and I think the bid was $2 on it. But the whole garage was Makita, Milwaukee, you know, still vacuum shop vac. I mean, the man had so many quality things, so if somebody was going to start a home or just needed a replacement items, I just think that those things are really going to go for a song. So I would tell people to kind of keep their eyes open at those places too. You know, sometimes it takes a little time, and I know where you're at. You're more rural than I am. But, you know, if I go drive maybe 20 miles or something, I can hit areas where I can get some really, you know, nice areas where I can get some quality items. But I just wanted to put that out there for people. And, you know, Vince, the other thing I wanted to mention, I was reading an article that Italy is having trouble getting steel for their cans. And now they're saying that they may have not be able to can up their tomatoes because they can't get the steel.
Yeah, everything seems to be in short supply that we need. Things that we don't need, you can get plenty of them. But the good quality things are in short supply, and good quality used tools keep going up and up in price. I mean, you can buy a brand new Harbor Freight ratchet for, you know, 3/8 ratchet for, you know, less than $20. If you want to buy an SK Wayne or a Proto or a, you know, a quality heavy duty ratchet, you're gonna pay 4, 5, 6 times that. You'll pay more for a used ratchet than that today than that ratchet cost when it was brand new in 1960 or 1970. Absolutely true. So we, you know, we're finding that the tool quality is Harbor Freight. A lot of their tools are substandard, and they keep breaking. And they have these lifetime warranties. But who wants to go there? And who wants to fight with them? And, you know, like the hoses, I just asked our son to buy a 50-foot, 3/8-inch red rubber hose from a company that the second-largest tire distributor in the country, where we buy our tires from. And they have a quality hose, the kind that used to last 40 years, compared to the Harbor Freight ones that crack in less than 1 year. And that's why Harbor Freight says they guarantee their hoses for 90 days, because they don't last very long. And they actually, they got indignant with me when I was with them on the phone talking about these substandard hoses. And it's like, so what do you expect? You know, they're warranted for 90 days. What do you expect? You expect them to last a couple years? You know, they didn't say it, but they meant, what's wrong with you, Finelli? Have you lost your mind? You know, you buy this cheap junk and you expect it to be good. Well, in their description, they say things like durable and heavy duty and long lasting, but it's lies. It's not true. Not true. So I am suspect of anything that can break and hurt me that Harbor Freight sells. Like if I'm using a breaker bar, the last thing I want to have that thing do is break and shatter and send a piece of steel flying through my safety glasses.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, just as a public service announcement, we do have some Harbor Freight tools, and they have some that really look like a great idea. For example, they have a ratcheting breaker bar, okay? And so it's a longer handle than a regular ratchet, and so it's for those tough nuts and bolts where you need an extra leverage. We have them in the 3/8 inch drive and the 1/2 inch drive, and they keep breaking. So we've gone through, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. And we've seen what the inside looks like when they shatter. Now, when you use one of these things and you're applying force to it, you know, I'm just talking about regular, common, everyday force that you would use on the end of one of these ratcheting breaker bars. And if they let go at the ratcheting end, parts can go flying, and you can be blinded from these flying parts. So when we use Harbor Freight tools, we always use safety glasses, always, that wrap around and cover our eyes. And I use leather work gloves when I handle Harbor Freight ratcheting tools. I have no idea when they're going to break. I know they're going to break. I just don't know when. And I want to make sure that I don't get sliced and diced because of the substandard defective engineering in some of their products. So I'm looking forward to Harbor Freight coming on the air with me and saying, you know, Fennelly, you're wrong. I'll be glad to debate this with them ad infinitum. So Harbor Freight, if you want, talk about how good the quality of your Chinese tools happens to be. I would love to debate that with you because I can speak chapter and verse about it. Kathy, you mentioned air conditioning, and one of the things that we've done is we have two heat pumps, and they're Lennox brand. And I have them such that they are shaded from the sun in the morning. They only get the afternoon western sun. That's all they get. And I wanted to keep them out of the sun so that they would last longer. I'm talking about the exterior compressors and coils. So what I did was I thought, you know, I want these things to last longer. So I bought a section of stockade fence, roughly 6 feet high, 8 feet wide, and I drove three fence posts into the ground right next to, on the western side of these heat pumps, to shade them from the western sun. Okay, and it works great. So you don't want to restrict the airflow if you can help it. I mean, that would be a bad thing to do. But we do want to keep the hot sun from beating on these outside units. And it really worked well. Now, it was about $30 for a section of stockade fence from Lowe's, 6 feet by 8 feet. And now it's out of stock, and so you can't get them from them. And it's $50.98. For the same section that we bought a couple years ago. So I wanted to mention that. Kathy, do you clean your outside coils? Do you hose them off? What do you do for your air conditioning system to make it run more efficiently?
Well, I typically do it with my husband. You know, he turns the power off, and then he goes in and takes those screws out and takes the side panels off. And then we very carefully, you know, clean out the inside if there's any leaves or debris. And we use the hose and we use like a real, real fine brush. But, and I'm sure you can explain it better than I can, Vince, but there's those little cooling fins in there that you really don't want to bend them. So we clean those out. But that's a yearly thing for us. We do that every year. And I wanted to mention it because I have, like, ground cover growing over there, but I try to keep it cut back so it doesn't get in underneath there. And I try to just keep, like, if I blow or get, like, my trowel or something, I try to clean all that out around the dirt around there just so that we don't have a lot of debris up in there. But, Vince, I wanted to ask you, someone had told me about there's a foam that you can spray, and you're supposed to, like, let it work for 5 minutes and then rinse it off. But then I was reading some comments on it that they said that it can be corrosive. So I don't know if you've ever heard of that cleaning foam on the on the cooling fin.
What I mentioned in hour number one today when I talked about radiators and the condensing coils in front of the radiators on cars, I mentioned that we use AutoZone's brand of engine degreaser. We only leave it on for a few minutes, and then we rinse it really, really well to prevent any corrosion. So we do not want any residue of those chemicals, because I don't know if they are corrosive or not, but I'm not taking any chances. So that's what we use. Now, I don't use that on the household air conditioning heat pumps. What I do is just a garden hose and water. But you could use Dawn dishwashing detergent. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fatalities and severe injuries have been reported when a 12-story apartment building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, partially collapsed at 1:30 local time Thursday morning.
Our units began search and rescue efforts. They pulled 35 occupants that were trapped inside the building. In addition to those 35, 10 were assessed and treated. Two were transported to various hospitals. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing.
A 10-year-old boy trapped in the rubble was discovered by passerby Nicholas Balboa.
We saw him. We saw his fingers wiggling. I let him know that we were here, and he was just screaming, you know, don't leave me, don't leave me. And so it was at that point, you know, I just hope any decent human being would do that. They would stay and, you know, regardless of the situation.
Mr. Balboa on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
About an hour's drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, a TV version of David vs. Goliath is playing out on HBO. Wyatt Cox explains.
KPVM Television in Pahrump, Nevada, an independently owned television station. They're 62 miles west of Las Vegas, competing with corporately owned major television stations. But this David vs. Goliath story will play out over a six-part documentary on HBO beginning August 2nd. Station owner Vernon Van Winkle saw previews of the completed documentary and told me the producers aren't playing it for laughs.
No, it's not. It's actually really a good story. It's a real-to-life docuseries. And World of Wonder came out and videotaped us for probably 6 months of just us really in action. And the storylines all really depict exactly what we go through on a daily basis to get the news out and to make the news valuable to the viewers in Pahrump and Las Vegas. And then all the wonderful things that go along with it. And Rhonda,
KPVM Television is a mostly conservative station, counterbalancing what is perceived to be liberal bias in many of the corporately owned television stations in Las Vegas, even carrying many programs from the USA Radio Network. The HBO special on the station begins August 2nd.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and I'd like to take a short detour. And this is really important. This happens to be something that I wanted to cover anyway today. And so if you heard the news that in Miami Beach there was a condominium, it was a 12-story building, and it was like three connected towers. And within 3 seconds, one of the towers just collapsed. So if you want a mental image of what this is like, you all saw the 9/11 World Trade Center collapse. It's just like that. just like that. From the top floor to the bottom floor, this thing just collapsed within 3 seconds. Now, attached to that was another tower. And within 10 seconds, the first tower collapsed, and then the second tower collapsed. And this is just a pile of rubble, and they can't find 51 people. At least 51 people are unaccounted for. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is a horrible tragedy. But one of the things that I wanted to cover today was concrete. And there are two times that it's really, really risky to pour concrete. One is when it's absolutely freezing cold. So if you're having a chimney built, you know, out of bricks, and it's freezing cold, the concrete will be weaker because it won't cure properly because of the freezing cold. Okay. The other time that it's risky to pour concrete and to work with concrete is when it's really hot. Now, this is in Florida, and I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of experts talking about, you know, what happened. And it'll be all over the news as to, you know, what these theories are. I'll tell you what happened. I mean, it's kind of simple to me. Miami, Florida is pretty hot. And when you pour concrete and it cures quickly in the sun, it is weaker, much, much weaker than if you pour it in, let's say, the fall and the concrete has a longer time to cure. So when we pour concrete, and we've poured lots of it, I'm talking probably in my lifetime 80 concrete truckloads of concrete. So we have a little bit of experience with this. And I can tell you that when we pour concrete in warm weather, we within, let's say, just as it sets and it's tough enough where you can, you know, move your hand across it and not scratch it, which is, let's say, 4, 5, 8 hours later, we hose it down, mist it down, and wet it and keep it wet for at least a week. That's what we do so it cures slowly. We don't let it bake in the sun because if it cures quickly, it will become very, very weak. The other thing we do is we use lots of rebar. That's that iron reinforcing bar that has the same coefficient of expansion and contraction as concrete. And so when we put concrete floors in, we will put rebar in, half-inch rebar, on 2 foot squares. Some people use 4 foot squares. We put rebar every 2 feet and we tie it together. The last time we built a pad of concrete, we used a half a mile of wire tie to tie the rebar together. How much rebar? 3,000 pounds. 3,000 pounds. How long is that? That's about, let's see, 250. That's a mile. If you were to put it end to end to end to end, that'd be a mile of rebar. That was the last pour that we did here on the farm. And when we pour concrete, they recommend, you know, a 4-inch pour for a floor. We use 5 or 6 inches. And when you order concrete, you can order it in different strengths. And around here, it's called sacks. Like a sack, an 80-pound sack of cement is mixed with sand and gravel, and that forms concrete. So you can put 4.5 sacks of concrete in a cubic yard, or 5, or 5.5, or 6. And the mix we use, 6. We spend more money for the cement, more money for the rebar, and we prepare the surface and pack it down with gravel, and then we keep it moist so it stays moist for at least a week, at least a week. Typically a couple weeks, and we don't have anywhere near the problems that most people have with concrete. So why do I think, as an unofficial person who viewed this collapse of this building in Miami, Florida, what happened? The concrete was not allowed to cure long enough. It baked in the sun and became weak, and it just collapsed under the load. That and the underground voids from all the water that people are pumping out of the ground in Florida made the ground unstable. So you put all that together and you have a recipe for disaster. And I believe that we are going to see, and I predict that we're going to see more and more building and bridge failures of all kinds because of the concrete collapsing because it wasn't put together properly. Now, do you think that for 2 weeks that when they were building this condominium 12-story building, that they had people there with a garden hose like Vinfinelli is, and hosing it down and hosing it down and hosing it down to make sure the concrete cured slowly. Do you think they did that? Have you ever seen anybody do that? And I'll bet the answer is absolutely you never have. Kathy?
No, Vince, I haven't. And I think you're correct. It's such a tragedy, but I know my husband did a lot of concrete work too, and I can remember him doing the same thing, putting rebar and doing wetting it down, and nobody's supposed to drive on it for a certain length of time. So I don't think anybody was going to take the time like you did, but I just wonder if the truth will come out.
Well, you know, everybody's in a hurry today. And, when we pour concrete, we are on site. We are watching. We are helping. We're making sure that everything's plumb, level, square, that the right mix is being used. And, you know, concrete companies, and I'm not accusing anybody specifically of cheating, but, geez, does it seem like if there were people who were greedy and they were selling concrete, they'd say, you know what? Instead of using 6 sacks of concrete for this cubic yard, let's use 5.5. Because then we can save, a bag of concrete and we can make more money. And I think that's what happens. And I only deal with concrete companies that I absolutely positively can trust, because I know in the past that the concrete worked. So, and it is strong as it's supposed to be. I actually pay extra. I pay extra for stronger concrete, because I want that to last. I don't want it to crack, 5 years. Concrete to me is permanent. It's not temporary. So when we build something with concrete, the walls that we build, when some people use 6-inch walls, we would use a minimum of 8 or 10-inch walls. The walls in our house are a foot thick, 12-inch walls. I don't know anybody who has 12-inch concrete walls. I don't know anybody. But I don't want the house to fall down. I want it to last. And it's all 6-sack, 12-inch concrete with extra rebar. As a matter of fact, sometimes we even weld the rebar. And I can tell you that we needed to do it quickly, and we bought a Harbor Freight MIG welder. You could pick it up for $100 and do some welding. Well, that little thing, it was so substandard, you could only use it for 5 minutes and it'd have to cool off for 20 minutes, and then you could use it again for 5 minutes. I mean, whoever heard of that? That's Harbor Freight. So just a couple more thoughts. And, I want to help Harbor Freight every way I can, so that their customers can be fully informed about the lack of quality and the lack of engineering and the poor quality steel that they use and the poor quality electronics that they use. So, you can go in with your eyes open. And if you look at some of the Harbor Freight, they have a 20-ton press, they have a 12-ton press. If you look at them and you look at two of them side by side and you say, well, These aren't plumb. The welds are not straight. The welds are substandard, and the parts that they welded don't even line up properly. And take a look, and you'll see it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, did you pour the concrete heavier because of your farm equipment and the weight that you had to? You got heavier equipment than the average vehicle.
Well, we have, yes, we do have heavier vehicles, but I like to pour heavier, thicker concrete because I want it to be more crack resistant and give us less problems in the future. So, yeah, we have heavier equipment. So we have tractors, we have cars and tractors and implements and things like that in the barn, and I want to make sure that the floor doesn't crack, because we have roller jacks that you have these cast iron wheels, and you can roll them around and lift equipment, automotive type jacks. And I like a smooth floor. And by the way, when you have concrete poured, you can specify the kind of finish. Do you want it like really, they call it slick. So our concrete floor in our buildings where we have equipment is like glass. It is. It's not like outside, on a the concrete that's around a pool where it's textured, so when it gets wet, you don't slip. Ours is so that we can roll equipment very, very easily. So you can specify, the kind of finish that you'd like. And also, we put lines in our concrete so that we control where the cracks are. There is one guarantee with concrete, and that is it's going to crack. And so if you put a line, you score it. You can force it to crack where you want it to crack rather than where it wants to crack. So that's what we do as well.
Vince, I wanted to mention, I think you were reading my mind. One of the things that I wanted to mention was you were talking about safety glasses. And a couple weeks ago, I was trimming around the property, and I did have my safety glasses on, and a stone came up, hit me right where, you know, right in the glasses, right where it probably would have hit my eye. And I just wanted to put that out there for people that are trimming. I see all these lawn service companies when I go into town, and these young men mostly are out there trimming with no safety glasses, most of them, and I think, oh, boy. You know, all you need is a stone or a stick or a piece of bark or something, and you'd probably ruin your eyes. So I did want to mention that. Yeah,
I was at a dentist in the dentist chair. I came back out, and, you know, lawn guy, the lawn service company was out there, you know, mowing the yard. And my rear window in my car was shattered. I mean, it was in like a million pieces. I'm not exaggerating. Literally, little chips in like a quarter of an inch by a quarter of an inch all over. And that's because this guy was careless. He had the mower set really, really low. Hit a rock. It flew 50 feet and destroyed the rear window on my Mercedes. So it happens. Now, that could have been somebody walking along the sidewalk. It could, you know, it just happened to be my car that was the target. But you really need to be careful. So when you see somebody mowing, turn away. Turn away. And if you're mowing and you've got one of those riding mowers, and make sure that the chute where the grass is thrown out of, make sure that that's not aimed at cars or solar panels or windows or people. Okay? And I hate it. I hate it when I see these morons mowing their property and they're throwing the grass toward the street or the road, and I have to go down and they're throwing rocks or whatever toward my car. I absolutely hate it, and I don't know what to do about it. You can't shoot them yet, right?
Well, my husband will, you know, even though we're rural, if he sees a car coming, he'll normally stop. Because he doesn't want to hit anything. And I didn't understand that a long time ago. I would be like wondering, sometimes I'd see men that were cutting and they would stop. And then finally it dawned on me that that's why they're stopping, because they don't want to hit you with any debris while you're walking or driving by.
Because his parents raised him to be polite and considerate and careful, not reckless like a lot of people are today. So because of his consideration, that's why he does that. He doesn't want to cause damage. He's doing the right thing, and everybody should follow his example.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, there's one thing I wanted to mention. Actually, a couple things. One thing is that I really love broadcasting with you. And yesterday I was in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli, and she said, so who's going to be on tomorrow? And I said, Kathy. Kathy's going to be on for 2 hours. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, I just love broadcasting with her. I said, you know, even though we've never met, I've never met her husband, we're all on the same page. You are, Kathy is, her husband is, I am. We all think alike. And it's just a wonderful experience for me to talk about these things with you, because somehow, independently, we've arrived at the same kinds of thinking. We've come to realize the same things, and we share them. So I really want to say thank you, and I appreciate the time that your husband allows you to, you know, be away from holding up the other end of the project with him, so that you can be volunteering and sharing your time with our class. I really appreciate it. His commitment and your commitment to being here. And it's wonderful being with you. So I just want to say that.
Well, thanks, Vince. I feel the same way. And I have to tell you that I don't know a lot of this on my own. So if we have a topic, I will kind of sit and talk with him about a few things and mm-hmm. make sure I understand it. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it. You know, Vince, I kind of rushed it, and I don't think I explained it very well. But if someone wanted to clean their air conditioning unit, can you kind of walk them through, like, the basics, what they should do, how sure. to do it correctly?
Sure. Now, here's how we do it. So we have a cabinet, and it has louvers in it, and it stands vertically, and the air fan is at the top. So it pulls air from 360 degrees around the cabinet, through the louvers, across the coils to cool off the coils, and then the heated air gets blown straight up in the air. So what I do is I will take a garden hose, and I will rinse off the coils from the inside. I will start at the, you know, looking down on the fan. I will position the stream of water, not so strong as to dent the fins or bend the fins, but to push the water through the fins from the inside out. Okay? The opposite direction that the air flows. The air flows from the outside and comes in, and so because of that, I want to push the debris out, the easiest way for the debris to be removed. And so I will, you know, obviously shut the power off to it so the fan doesn't, you know, start, and rinse it. Now, if water isn't enough, then you can take a spray bottle and dilute dishwashing detergent, you know, wet the fins, wet the coils from spraying them, and then a couple minutes later, hose them off. So hose it off, get it damp, and then put detergent on it to reduce the surface tension of the debris, and then you can hose it off. Now, make sure you shut the power off. And there's another point that is really important, and this I've seen like 100% of the time. So typically when someone installs an air conditioning unit, the outside unit, they put it on either a preformed concrete pad or some kind of a pad that sits on the dirt, and then a year later, it leans in one direction or the other, okay? And what that means is the crank case where the oil sits in the compressor is not level, and the compressor can wear out faster. So what you want to do is adjust that air conditioning outside unit. You can put some blocks of metal that won't rust too quickly to level out the air conditioning outside unit. Put a level across it, left, right, you know, north, south, east, and west, and make sure it's level. And that way it'll last longer as well. Kathy, have you ever seen an air conditioning unit that was not that was level after a couple years?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be level, correct?
Absolutely. And not one of them is, okay? So I'm sure your husband has seen that, and I'm sure you've done something about it. So those are my thoughts about the outside air conditioning unit. And if I'm 100% certain that anyone who has one that's been running 3 years or more, there's plenty of debris and leaves and dust that's accumulated in there that is reducing the flow of air, which is causing the air conditioning compressor to work harder, to cause your electric bill to be higher and your house not to be as cool as you'd like. So those are the things to do. So the alternative would be to get a smart thermostat and let your electric company control your air conditioning unit for you. That way you don't have to think about it. But no one at USA Prepares would be considering that. That's for the GDP. That's what, because they can't figure out how to set the thermostat and clean their air conditioning unit and make everything run more efficiently. Those are my thoughts, Kathy.
Well, Vince, wouldn't it be smart to check it when it's like 60 degree out and make sure everything's running?
You bet.
Before, you know, it gets hot, and then that way if you do need a part, get a spare part or ask, what are the most common things that go out on an air conditioner?
And one of the most common parts that fails on an air conditioning unit is the capacitor for the compressor. And you're talking about a $20 part that will absolutely shut down your air conditioning system. And there's only two wires, and it's real easy to replace. And you can look it up on the Internet how to do that, and you'll see that you can buy a replacement capacitor and have it before you need it. You're going to need it. You just don't know when. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today and volunteering your time and expertise and sharing your wealth of knowledge with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.